This is where I see my most athletes. And how do I work with my athletes? It's a similar conversation. It begins with a little funny story. When I was 8 years old, my parents put me on a soccer team. And I was so bad at soccer that my only goal was to at least kick the ball. You know, so needless to say, I never got good enough at it that my parents would have called someone like me to work with me to improve that. What did they basically decide? Hey, he sucks at soccer, and I took piano lessons for 11 years. So you would not be in front of me right now if you were not already outstanding at this. And I'll modify this for the adult as well. You would not be in front of me here working on your golf game, your baseball, your weightlifting, whatever it might be, if you were already not outstanding at this. It just seems there's some blockages. There's some things that are holding you back. And this is a process of dissolving that stuff away and sharpening those skills that are already there, increasing that focus, increasing that strength, that momentum along the way as well. And then from there, it's basically the same data bank as we talked about so far. Success trigger is going to be a go-to in that category. Any bit of anchoring is going to be a go-to. Environmental anchoring. As you pull on that uniform, feel your confidence rising. As your feet step on the mat of the gymnastics floor, feel that surge of energy going through your body. Feel that strength increasing. But again, take note of the context to content. And I am not at any point hesitant to look at a person and say, I'm going to call stuff by the wrong name. You know, if I ever refer to the, there's a difference between the gymnastics horse and there's something else of a similar shape. One of them has handles, the other one doesn't. They have different names. I'm still screwing it up. And I just use the line of, when I call stuff by the wrong name, just laugh at me. Because all that matters here is there's that feeling that you don't like. And we're going to help you take back control of it. Sound good? So I just stay very artfully vague. Running full speed ahead to that thing and the jumping and the swoosh. And as the basketball goes in the rim. Yeah, oh, Ted. Rim. Yeah.
Because they know what it is.
They know, yeah. They're only, the phrase is, there only needs to be one expert in the room. And there are moments where sometimes I have found knowing a little too much about their sport, about their thing, was actually a deterrent because I was sorting through whatever challenges I have maybe had in that arena. I was sorting through my specific strategies and techniques. I mean, this is the example of a client who was here that mentioned dropping $750 for a 45-minute call with a golf psychologist. And the experience was, he was giving me advice on my swing. That's not what I was there for. What's the problem? If I had to go there, the psychologist enjoyed golf a little too much and just wanted to give advice. As opposed to, what is our skill with hypnosis? What do you want to change today? How do you want to feel? How do you want that experience to play out? As you're there in the next time, run that scene. This is how it's going now. They wouldn't be in front of you for that athletic event if they didn't already have that skill. And if there's ever a moment of confusion, full credit to Laura King for this strategy. Hey, we got a couple of moments. Let me open up YouTube. What should I do a search so I can see what you're talking about? And from that, I'm going to gather the content. From that, I'm going to gather the information. That's been a wonderful strategy. But again, anchoring, building up these success states, empowerment, regression, all wonderful strategies. Metaphors are wonderful for athletes because connecting that story, growing stronger, moving better is a great example as well.